from Genesis chapter 17. God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, "Can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Can Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live in your sight." God said, "No, but your wife Sarah shall bear you a son, and you shall name him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will bless him and make him fruitful and exceedingly numerous. He shall be the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this season next year." And when he had finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. How do you make God laugh? Just tell God your plans. Back when I was in seminary and my classmates were being assigned to regions and synods and interviewing for calls, we all were saying this to each other over and over and over. We said it to our classmate that thought they would be for sure assigned to Region 1 and would totally be drafted to the Northwest Washington Synod and get a cushy call as an associate in Seattle, only to find themselves assigned to Region 5, drafted to Northern Great Lakes, and called to a three-point parish in the UP of Michigan. We said it to our neighbor who was convinced that they would go back to their home turf in Georgia and serve a solo pastorate in a town that at least was big enough for a Target and a Costco, only to be assigned to Western North Dakota and called as a solo pastor of a five-point parish an hour from the nearest Walmart. The more we planned, the more God laughed. But God did pick us up, steer us to where we needed to be, and of course, he did keep on laughing. Now, you can certainly flip this around. Quite often, God makes us laugh by revealing God's plans for us. Like when Shane and I were called out of Minnesota to Michigan, and then on to Wyoming. Does Wyoming even exist? And then we were called on to California, a place that we both swore up and down that we had no desire ever to move to, ever, ever, ever. But God says, "You want to bet? Off you go." You giggle. You stare in stunned silence. You go through the 5 stages of grief, and off you go down the freeway, falling on your face, laughing all the way. In tonight's reading, we are witnessing part of a conversation between God and Abraham. Abraham has already become a father with his wife's slave girl, Hagar, who gave birth to Ishmael, his son. And in the first part of this conversation we jumped in the middle of, in Genesis chapter 17, God has promised Abraham, then known as Abram, that he will be exceedingly numerous, to which Abraham reacted by falling on his face. God keeps building on this unfolding of God's plans to Abram. "You shall be known now as Abraham, the ancestor of a multitude of nations, exceedingly fruitful, Kings shall come from you, and you and your offspring shall have land, and I will be their God. And as part of this covenant, every male among you shall be circumcised. That's the sign. At which point the laughing may have well turned to a frightened squeak. All this time, I suspect that Abraham had to have been assuming that these blessings, this covenant that God was telling him about, this lineage that was going to be promised, was going to come through his son Ishmael. After all, Abraham and Sarah hadn't been able to conceive children of their own. So, as society expected, Sarah gave Hagar to Abram at that time so he could produce an heir with Hagar. And at this point in our story, Ishmael is about 14 or 15 years old. So sure, it's understandable that Abraham would assume that God's spoken plans applied to Ishmael. But now we get to the good part. God tells Abraham that Sarai will now be known as Sarah. And oh, by the way, Abraham, I will give you a son by her. You heard that right, Abraham. Your wife, Sarah, who has not been able to conceive, who by all accounts was infertile with no hope of bearing children, she will have a son. I will bless her, and nations and kings shall come from her. And all that covenant stuff you heard me talking about, that's for your and Sarah's son. What does Abraham do? Abraham laughs. He tumbles off the bench, falls on his face again, and laughs. He laughs at God's plans for him. Now, these aren't plans for his welfare and not for harm, for a future filled with hope like we hear from the prophet Jeremiah. No, these are God's plans that Abraham will be made the ancestor of a multitude of nations, and that this will happen through the son that Sarah will bear. And Abraham reminds God, dude, don't you realize that I'm 100 years old and Sarah is 90 years old? How on your green earth do you think Sarah and I can have a child together? Did you already forget that I've already got a son? What about Ishmael? God picks Abraham up out of the dirt and invites him to take his seat back on the bench next to God. Trust me, Abraham, God says. Sarah will bear a son, and you will name him Isaac, which means he laughs. Isn't payback fun? I'm not forgetting about Ishmael, God says. I will make Ishmael exceedingly numerous, just as I promised for you. And he will be the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. God holds to this promise, as in Islam, which is an Abrahamic faith, along with Judaism and Christianity, who all trace their roots back to Abraham. As Islam traces its lineage back through the lineage of Ishmael. But this covenant that God promised to establish with Isaac, this covenant to make you the ancestor of many nations and your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, it's Isaac that the covenant is with. And by next year at this time, you and Sarah will be welcoming your son, Isaac. Like Samuel from Hannah, like Jesus from Mary and Joseph, Isaac's birth was very unexpected, but in a good way. Amidst the stumbling and laughter, God made a promise, God made a covenant, and God followed through. sure. It seemed like a ridiculous promise, but it was a promise and a covenant for the ages, a promise which held God and Abraham and Isaac and their descendants bound together. An unexpected birth which turned the world around.